Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever struggled to figure out what to communicate to get your investors excited about investing in your deals? We have a question for a few of you. Imagine we're exploring additional investment opportunities to diversify our portfolio. We examine various projects and are in discussion with several potential partners.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Melinda, tell us, why should we invest with you or in your project?
So Melinda might respond, our project offers exceptional ROI and is situated in a high rent growth area, and we stand by investors ensuring transparency and regular updates.
Okay. So Dan, same question. We're seeking opportunities that align with our financial goals. What makes your real estate venture or business worth our investment?
So Dan could say, I'd like to understand your investment criteria better. What specific returns are you looking for? And what has prompted your interest in expanding your portfolio now?
Moving on to Sharon. Considering the variety of opportunities we're exploring, convince us of the value your investment brings over others.
Sharon might answer, our company's strength lies in our unique approach in the market and the comprehensive support we provide our investors.
Well, from these three perspectives, what should be clear to you all is that differentiating isn't just about having the best project, but how well it aligns with investors' goals and the unique value each investment can offer compared to your competitors.
Raising more money is about change and perceived value. Rather, investors seek to grow their wealth, diversify their risk, or achieve specific financial goals. It all boils down to how effectively you communicate that investing with you is far less risky than missing out.
In today's episodes, we'll cover the three critical steps to becoming a recession-proof investment opportunity.
First, we'd like you to picture and imagine you're at a weekend market browsing through the stalls when you came across this high-end, high-quality artisanal coffee bean stall. The seller, they noticed your interest, offering you a deal. You can either get a guaranteed $5 discount on any bean bag package you choose or participate in a coin toss where heads means that you'll get $10 discount, but tails means you get no discount at all.
Well, despite the coin toss offering a chance of a higher discount, you find yourself leaning towards the guaranteed $5 discount. This decision is a classic example of loss aversion theory in action.
The theory proposed by Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky suggests that the pain of loss is psychologically about twice as powerful as the pleasure gaining. In this scenario, the joy of saving $10 doesn't outweigh the fear of losing the opportunity to save $5. Even if the expected value of the coin toss, aka a 50% chance of saving $10, is mathematically equal to the guaranteed discount, the aversion to losing certain savings drives you to choose a safer guaranteed discount.
How does this translate to your investors?
Think of it this way. Investors, whether they're a big shot venture capitalist or the average Joe looking to make a smart move with their savings, will come with their own sets of desires and nightmares. Some are chasing the thrill of the big win. Others are more about keeping their nest egg safe. Then there's those who are looking to make a difference with their dollars. It's all about decoding these desires.
Here's where it gets interesting. In investing or anything else, people hate losing money, then love winning. That's loss aversions for you.
Show them not just the shiny potential of what they could win, but also how you're protecting them from the downside. That's a real conversation starter.
Next, communication. Keep it real.
When it comes to talking to investors, ditch the fluff. Tailor your pitch to their world, not yours. Got a conservative investor? Highlight the stability and proven track record of your deals. Facing a forward thinker excited about the next big thing? Show them the groundbreaking potential of your project. It's about making the message hit home by aligning it perfectly with their outlook.
Next up, your unique value propositions. What's the deal worth?
All right, let's get into the meat of this. Your UVP, unique value proposition. This isn't just about dumping data or features on them. It's about spelling out clearly and compellingly why your deal is the missing piece to their investment puzzle. Start by sizing up the market and your competition like a pro.
What makes your investment stand out? Is it the location, the innovations, or the kind of returns that make people sit up and listen? That's your ace.
But here's the clincher. Focus on what it means for them, how this will benefit their portfolio or meet their personal goals. Whether it's delivering returns that beats the market, providing a safe haven for their investments, or offering growth potential, make sure that your UVP answers the big question on their mind. What's in it for me?
Then, pitching like a pro, storytelling meets data.
When you pitch, think about it as storytelling with a backbone of solid data, using the story to connect emotionally, sharing the vision and journey of your investment, but back it up with hard evidence that speaks to the logic side of their brain.
This 1-2 punch of emotional engagement and factor proof is what turns interest into commitment.
And finally, master the art of the question.
Now, onto the art of asking the right questions at the right times. This is where magic happens.
Ditch the yes-no interrogations.
Offer an open-ended questions that get them to talk about their investment dreams and fears.
This isn't chit-chat. It's a strategic conversation that lets you tailor your pitch in real time, hitting all the right notes.
But don't just talk. Listen. Active listening is your best tools for building trust and understanding.
It's about really hearing them and then pivoting your strategy based on what you learn. This dance of talk, listen, and adapt is what can seal the deal, transforming a good pitch into a great investment. Now that you mastered the art of raising more money, tune into this episode to make sure you don't make the three biggest mistakes real estate investors make.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.